Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Hey guys, I'm so excited to announce I'm collaborating with ARG Apparel on merch for Brocal Therapy. Now you can support BGT, look fucking dope, and make this shit a movement. To purchase your order, please go to brocaltherapy.com. And please don't forget to take a screenshot of you listening to this episode on whatever podcast app you're listening on, put it on your Instagram story, tag me at Stephanie Megan and at Brocal Therapy, and enjoy the show.
Yes, bitch.
Hi, this is Stephanie Megan. You're listening to Broke Girl Therapy. Because therapy is too expensive. You're listening to Broke Girl Therapy.
Broke girl therapy.
I like when your booty goes.
What?
I like when your booty goes.
Oh my god.
Taking that thing like who's to eat and drinking it so devilish. You wanna shake and
and then taking it too far. Taking that thing like
I was really. Oh, is this live?
Yeah, we're live.
Oh.
Hi guys, it's me, Stephanie Megan, your host of Brocal Therapy.
Hi.
Wait. Okay. And I have the motherfucking Jessica Clark in the motherfucking building.
I'm back like crack.
Crack
is whack.
I know.
Yeah.
It's like the fuck you do crack.
You know? That's one thing I will never do.
Okay, bitch. We have so much to catch up on.
Friend.
I feel like every time we come on the show, it's like kind of like updates.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like
I'm the update friend.
Yeah, because you're like one of my closest friends.
I love you. Okay.
Let's get into it.
Let's do.
So if you guys didn't know, I did like a 3-month dating cleanse because from the last episode we talked about, I talked about how Bobby ended things with me.
Yes.
Because he found a girlfriend.
Right.
And I didn't fit the criteria of a girlfriend, apparently. And then I also rebounded with Ricky and then got fingered by the dumpster.
Yes.
And he had a girlfriend.
First of all, that was from the New Year's episode.
Yeah, New Year's episode too. I kind of did the same thing.
And you were like, I'm doing the same pattern, so maybe I should
just get it together.
Take a break. Yes. Let's like get our chakras aligned.
Right, exactly. Like, let me just get my mental health. And
good for you, friend.
Yeah, and I did that. I felt like it was actually not that hard to do.
Because you're good at that, though. You're good at taking like breaks.
I am, because I feel like I always fucking need it, because I'm someone that goes full throttle with everything.
Every time.
And I like keep myself busy. I like hoe it out, like extreme measures of like hoeing.
Open then, sexuality.
Yeah. Like
it's like Pandora's box.
Yeah.
Like, once it's open, it can't shut that shit shut.
No, yeah. Like there's just like so many impulses. Like it's like I can never just be casual with it. I'm just like, if I'm gonna be a hoe, I'm gonna be a hoe.
This is sex positive.
This is very sex. It's not that I like have sex with a guy every single fucking new guy every single week. It's not like that.
I can attest to that as your friend.
Thank
you. You're not a hoe.
I'm like a bougie hoe. Where like I'm very like particular.
You're classy. Yeah, hoe with class.
I know, but also I'm like very particular and high maintenance with it. Like I'm like, okay, like you're cute, but I'm not gonna like fuck you.
Safe.
And I'm safe too. I got tested.
Good for
you. So during like my 3-month break, I kind of felt like I, you know, was trying to like align myself.
Right.
You know, even in my career.
Yeah.
You know, I like started 2 new jobs. So I was really like adjusting to like that, you know, like a new environment, a new job and all that stuff.
Right.
And then I had like the merch come out.
I know. Congratulations.
Thank you. I mean, if you don't follow me on Instagram, like I post all these photos. I did like a whole photo
shoot.
Buy my merch. And I did like a whole photo shoot for it. I like, you know, did a video for it too. So like, I really like just paid attention to like my craft.
Yeah.
And I think that I put like 110% in it because I was sober from dating and sober from dick.
And it's like, I feel like you have to just, it's balance.
It is.
You know?
Yeah.
You have to have, you know, righteousness and ratchetness.
Right. Like if you're going to be a ratchet, like at least take a break.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you can't, like, just keep being ratchet. Like,
no, not like not 24 goddamn 7. That's tiring, first of all.
That's what I'm saying. It was like every ratchet person.
I'll give you a distressed vagina.
Oh, yeah. Well, we talked about this. Like, does it actually loosen up?
It does.
Okay.
But it's probably snapped back after 3 months.
I mean, it's not that I was, like, having that much I wasn't fucking that much, but, like, I don't know. I mean, but it was even just, like wasting my time on men. I mean, like, I think with, like, with Bobby and Ricky, it made me realize, like, I'm just, like, a second choice to, like, not just one.
And you're a first choice ass bitch.
That's what I'm saying, bitch. Like, the fuck?
Right. They need to get that straight, first of all.
That's what I'm saying.
Steph with two Fs.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Get that fucking right, please. But... or else I'm not responding. God damn it. It happens way too much. But, like, yeah. So I took this time, like, focused on, you know, working. I focused on the merch. I, like, went to Coachella for the first time.
Coachella.
I tried shrooms for the first time.
You did? You didn't tell me that.
I know.
Tell me more.
I liked it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Well,
was it, like, was it psychedelic? Was it, like, what you seen, like, flashing lights?
Yeah. Like, it was really weird. Like, I literally, all I wanted to do was, like, lay in my tent in Coachella and just, like, close my eyes. Like, I miss, like, Kid Cudi's performance.
So you wanted to sleep. Like, no.
But here's the thing. I wasn't asleep. Like, I literally was, like, in a relaxed state of mind that I, like, closed my eyes and I just saw so many beautiful colors.
Wait, so did you, like, have it? I know people, like, put it in a sandwich sometimes. Did you, like, put it
I straight up just ate it.
Oh, wow. I've seen, like, people make, like, avocado, right. Like, you know. You didn't do
it. Yeah, I didn't do all that.
I mean,
shit.
That makes sense.
I literally
get to the point.
I know exactly. Like, I want to feel
get to
something.
The goddamn. I don't need the carbs. Give me right. The drugs.
Exactly. And so I was like, you know, this is like the cleanse that I need.
You're like because I don't do drugs. Because I'm.
I mean,
scared.
I don't really do drugs either.
I know, but like. I just live through you with those things. I trust you.
I'm very spontaneous.
You are.
I don't want to like promote them. Drugs. I've never.
No, drugs are whack.
That's what I'm saying. But like I was at Coachella.
Coachella.
And I just felt like I, you know, my friends had it. Shit, whatever. My friends had it. And I was like, let me just try it. You know, I'm on this like whole like new journey.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I always feel like I'm in a new journey.
Every day is a new fucking journey. One day at a time.
You know, exactly. So that was really fun. And then I honestly, like, I didn't talk to anyone. I deleted the apps. Towards the end, though, I did kind of, like, get the apps back just to, like, window shop.
Yeah. Because, yeah. And, like, sometimes I'll, like, download the app and I'll go on. I'm like, ugh. Then I'll just delete it again.
Right. And it just also, like, I don't know. I would just get bored.
Yeah.
And not that I was even, like, intentionally trying to, like, get on a date. I was just kind of, like... drunk one night and I was like, let me just look,
see what's on there.
Right. So
same
just,
shit, just same niggas, different day. Okay.
I know. So but it was, I mean, it was
just another shade of brown, that's exactly. It and a different nose, that's it's, about it.
I know but like, you know, I felt like I learned a lot. But it's funny because I feel like when you take these kinds of like cleanses of like wanting to be alone, I think that initially I was like, maybe I just need to learn how to be alone.
Yeah.
And then what I realized was like, it actually was so easy to be alone. Like, I don't think the alone part is the part that's hard for me.
Right.
It was really like, I think coming to conclusions of like what exactly what I wanted was yes. What I had to like think about. Because I've been single for so long. I've mastered that. I feel like I don't even feel like I necessarily like need someone.
Right.
But I think that the biggest thing that I've learned, you know, with like my time was that I don't think that I was like real with myself on what I wanted. Like I wanted a relationship, but I just felt like I didn't deserve it because I always have something to work on in my life.
Right.
Like the merch or like work or like,
and it's always gonna be like that.
Right. And like, and I'm doing a career change too. So that was like one of the biggest things, like, oh, I gotta focus on that. But I feel like, yeah, that's always gonna be like that. Life is always gonna hit you with shit. And everything
you have to balance that shit out.
Right. And then like being with Bobby, I think was like the biggest lesson because, you know, he was someone that was looking for a relationship. And every single time I was like extremely sarcastic with him, like every single time he'd be like, oh, you know, like kind of like mentioning the future, I would be like, don't trap me.
Right.
You know what I mean? I would say those certain things. And that was the reason why he chose someone else that wanted that, you know? And I think that like, I was always so scared to say that I wanted something because I didn't want to look like desperate. Yeah. I didn't want to look needy. Yeah. I didn't want to look like I was just gonna trap a dude, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
and that's more about you than it is about the other person.
Exactly. Right. But it's like, no, I mean, I think that like we're coming to an age where like we, you know, we all want someone that we shouldn't be ashamed of that.
Yes, definitely. You know?
So I think going forward, I'm gonna be like vulnerable.
Ooh, that word, it's like a cuss word.
Like the, I know the fuck. I like
being vulnerable in LA. I think it's just it's hard because you never know people's intentions.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
and it's just like, especially as women, you don't want to seem like you. And I guess that's just society in the 21st century. But it's hard to fit. To embrace feeling, wanting to feel wanted, because right. we get stuck. If we want to be wanted, then it's like, oh, you're insecure, or you need to do some inner work on yourself. Right. Because, and of course, and there's some cases where that is true, but there's sometimes we're human beings and we're meant to be in contact with each other. Exactly.
And like, there's nothing wrong with just wanting a relationship. I want a relationship now. I've been, you know, yeah. like, I mean, I love being single. Like, trust me, I fucking love being Fine, single.
I'm bapping.
Right, but it's just like, you know, I don't know. I think that I'm ready now, and I, like even though like everywhere in my life, like work and personal, like my career changed, like maybe that's not all set in stone, but like who cares?
Right. And when you think about it, and me and my friends talking about this the other day, like when we think about it, like our parents at our age, well, my parents anyway, they were 23, married, and by like 24, 25, they had their house, they had their car, they had their, you know, and their kid on the way. But society's just changed so
much. And everything's fucking expensive.
And everything. Listen, that little baby gonna have to stay in my stomach for about 15 months. We can't afford you right now. I'm sorry.
I know, exactly.
There's no more.
Just give us a few more months.
Give me a few more months.
I know, exactly. But I think like... I don't know. I mean, I think, again, I'm going to stick to, like, how I am. Like, I know I still want to be the person that, like, wants to take time in order to, like, decide to be in a relationship with someone. Like, just because I'm saying I want to be in a relationship doesn't mean it's going to happen tomorrow right, or fucking next right. week. Or I'm just going to jump into it just and because the guy wants
exactly.
one. Like, I'm still going to stick to, like, my standards and be like, you know what? I want to be best friends with you first. I want to take my time and then decide that.
This is new too, because
this is new.
This
bitch.
Is very new because yeah. you've been like, I don't want anyone right now. I just want to just, you know, be out on the prowl, explore, learn myself.
And I meant that.
But of course. But then that chapter is now closed and we're right. moving on to the next, like you're in a whole
like
new
I'm gonna
career.
Date to actually fucking date, not right. like before I would just date just to like find someone to get drunk with on yeah. a Saturday night. Like that was literally why I would pick
you
out
want
dates.
A relationship.
Like I'm like actually have that to connection. Think about like, okay, is this person worth my time? Yes. Like I was okay with wasting my time right. and I've wasted a lot of my fucking
Girl,
time.
Yes,
trust me, we got hella episodes.
With yes, a lot of we have a lot of content on time being wasted on these men.
Yeah, I'm sure However, my time will still be fucking wasted.
Of course, but then at least you're being intentional.
I know.
Now, or more, now you know, okay, I'm ready for a relationship. And now, and it's not necessarily that you're looking, but
yeah.
you're.
Well, I think I want to like put it out in the universe that yeah. I am looking.
Because you're looking. But I'm when like I say looking, I mean like. You're for like what you're saying, like you're forcing things, like you're just like
right
you know trying to manipulate situations to make them fit, but you want a natural.
I want something actual, natural.
Yeah, something yeah. natural,
because I think before, like, you know, everyone always says like it always just comes like unexpected, like
right
a relationship comes unexpected. So I felt like, okay, then I'm not gonna give a fuck and then maybe it will just come
right.
But because I was putting that out in the universe, like, oh, I don't give a fuck, I'm gonna be a fucking hoe. I'm a suck dick, like, then obviously I'm gonna get those dudes who wanna like just fuck and
let
wanna
me ask,
get their dick sucked.
Do you, because I think, do you think, especially with like online dating, I think it's sometimes hard because
it
it's like, am I forcing this? Is it happening naturally, or is
right.
it something I'm actually like forcing? And it's hard to like find that like balance, you know,
no,
as to what it is.
I completely agree, because like my time alone, I've really kind of dissected like how to meet somebody.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, I think with like these dating apps, I mean, you're kind of forced to like, oh, you meet someone.
But that also is also cute. Natural, because it's like coincidental
that
in
we
a way.
Matched up, like it's
right.
like fate that we
but
both
like,
thought
was
cute.
But like, I'm cute. Of course you're going to swipe. Was it left or right?
Right.
Yeah. That one.
Well, Hinge, you don't swipe. You just like heart the other
shit. Oh, yeah. That.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's a lot of work. Yeah. A lot of reading. I don't need to be reading. I just need to see your face. Is you cute or not?
That's the thing. I've been trying to tell myself to read more of their profile, because before I would just be like, oh, he cute. let me get drunk with them on Saturday. You know what I mean? Like, that was literally just, like, my mindset. Like, I didn't even care about, like, what was on his profile and, like, where he's from.
It's so funny because you start, like, writing the message. You're like, oh, where are you from? But it's clearly on there.
Yeah, but you just want them to say it.
Have conversation. Yeah.
That happens all the time. It's like, clearly says from LA.
What's your name?
Start from the basics.
Right, because I ain't got time to just be reading all your stuff.
I know. But I mean, I do have a date tomorrow.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Hinge.
Even though I'm like saying, like, it's so unnatural, but how the fuck, like, that's the thing. It's like, no one fucking, like, talks to me in person. Like, I don't ever just get like a, hey, I think you're super cute. What's your number? Like, I mean, I get that, like, out in the bars and shit, but I don't get that, like, at the grocery store.
I need to get that at church. Because I'm, I'm being so serious. I need, because, like, I go to the clubs now. Like, I was at a day party on Saturday.
On Sunday,
you're right.
So I saw you.
Hey, friend. Yeah. And there were, like, a lot of fine guys there. But then, like, I saw a guy who was, like, cute. But then I looked at him, and he was, like, just, you know when guys look at girls, every girl passing them, they just, like, look them up and down, and they stare at their ass. And I'm just like, that's disgusting.
That's what I'm saying.
And then it's when you're out there and you see guys at these parties, you're like, yeah, he's cute, but that's not the kind of guy I want.
Right. Especially when you see them really on the prowl.
Yeah.
Like,
single girl, like, they're just, like, looking, like, it's like hunters.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm like, I don't want to be hunted. Like, I'm not. It literally feels, and I also don't want a guy that is, like, constantly looking. I want to be that one person that, like, stands out in the crowd, and, like, exactly. Like, he's just chilling with his friends, and he's like, oh, drink, okay, cool.
And so happens he meets you at the bar and shit. Exactly.
Natural. But that's has to happen in church. That cause
like, not the club.
But man, if you go to church, just say hi. Give me a scripture.
Give me a scripture. I actually went to the Virgil last night. I put it on my Instagram story, and I, like, met this guy. And I mean, okay, like, I don't take any guy at the Virgil seriously, like, at all. Like, I don't.
You go there so goddamn.
I do.
If you want to find Steph on a Saturday, go to the Virgil. She'll be there.
For real. I named a T on my, like, merch line, the Virgil, because I was just like, yeah, because I was like, well, this just makes sense. Like, yep. This is my life. It's on brand. But, you know, I mean, my whole cleanse, though, I actually didn't go to the Virgil. So anyway, my cleanse ended on June 1st. So ever since then, I'm just like, all right, what can I do to, like, you know, find and meet someone? Or maybe I should just have fun. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
So I'm like, let me just go to the Virgil. I don't like, necessarily intend to meet anybody, but I'm like, if it happens, it's cool. But right. At the same time, I don't take any of them seriously. But I did meet someone.
Oh.
And I just, like, told him he was really cute. I was like,
you bold, girl. You bold. Because we don't do that in this, because we too bougie. But
I know.
That is just so, if you like someone, as a woman, I don't think there's anything wrong with getting what you want.
Exactly. Yeah. So, like, I was with my friends and he was with his friend, and I was like, y'all, isn't he, like, super cute? Like, he's super cute. I was like, you hella cute. Like, right in front of everybody. And he was just like, okay, you know?
You hella cute. You think he cute? Yeah, he cute. You cute.
I was like, you cute. You hella cute. You really cute. And he's like eating his taco. He's like, what the fuck? Yeah, and he was like, okay. And then after that, obviously, he was like, what's your number? And I was like, and I gave it to him. And then afterwards, you
was
know.
Was this yesterday?
This was last night, not even 24 hours ago.
Okay. And I mean, continue.
I mean, we, like, started flirting and stuff like that. And he just,
was
like,
he cute or, like, cute?
That was the dude on my Instagram story.
Oh, yeah, he was cute.
He was cute, but he was a little too drunk.
Yes. That's another thing. Guys that can't hold their liquor.
That's what I'm saying. And I knew he was young because he put me on his Snapchat.
Oh, God.
And I feel like any dude that's on Snapchat is younger than me. Do you know what I mean? I feel like no grown-ass man is on Snapchat.
Half the listeners.
Well,
no offense.
No offense.
I don't use Snapchat anymore. So
I don't use Snapchat either. But I just feel like, but I don't mean that in an offensive way. But I realize, like, the age gap where, you know, I'm 28, right? So I'm, like, in my late 20s. And if I meet a guy who's older or, like, the same age, like, they don't have Snapchat.
He wants your actual number.
Yeah. But I mean, this dude got my number, but then, like, I was like, oh, what's your Instagram? And he, like, pulls up his Snapchat. I was like, okay, That's young. Like, you've got to be like 25 and under. I'm like, just, I'm assuming.
What's the dating age here? What are we looking for? What's the range for you right now?
I don't want to date younger guys anymore. He has to be my age at about 28. I changed my Hinge to 40.
Wow.
I'm trying to get a daddy bitch.
We trying to get bills paid. Okay.
I'm trying to get it together. So I figured I might as well go older. So yeah, because before I was,
So 28 to 40.
Yeah.
So, what if they've been married before?
That's fine.
Oh, children?
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
Wow.
I would never get that. I would be a great stepmom.
I think you would too.
Yeah. I like don't even mind. I mean, I don't want kids yet.
Right.
So like I could just practice.
The only thing about kids, I don't mind a guy with having kids, however,
it's the baby mama.
Not even, well, her too, but for me, I'm a Cancer, so I'm very, very emotional, and I would hate to feel, you can't make a guy feel bad if he can't go out with you because he's with his kid. But then deep down in the crevices of my soul, like in my intestines, I'm gonna like kind of feel like, damn, like I wish he could be with me, but he's with his kid, and it's very, very selfish. So
you would feel like in competition of the kids?
Not in competition, but then it's from a selfish standpoint, but as like an emotional woman that likes attention from like a significant other, that's just me knowing who I am, and like I just don't want to have to
worry about the responsibility.
I don't want to have to micromanage my feelings to make sure they're always in check, you know.
Right.
I would have to like realign myself every single day.
Right.
And then it's a kid, you know. I want that kid to have all the love and all the attention that it need, that you know, the kid needs. So I would also probably feel guilty that I'm also, when I'm with the dad, that I'm taking time away from the kid.
Right,
there's a lot of just guilt and feeling.
Well, fuck, maybe I shouldn't date a guy with kids.
Girl, I mean, I think there's some women that can do it, but those, I feel like in my experience, those kind of women are more like, they're more detached. They're okay with, you know, they're not as emotional. They're okay with not always being, you know, having attention.
Right.
You know, they get gratification other ways.
I guess I'm like okay with it. Like, I guess I'm kind of the opposite. Like, I'm okay with getting a lot of attention, but I also need like my space.
Right.
I'm an Aquarius, so we like our space.
Yeah.
We like our space. Not English. Yeah. So like, I think I'd be okay with like, if he does have to stay home with the kids, cool. I'm gonna have a girls' night out.
Right.
You know what I mean, not that I'm gonna be hoeing, but I want to like enjoy my friends.
Right.
And have, like, I still need to be with someone that I could still have, like, because I love my life right now.
Right.
I love my independence, that I still want to feel like I have a piece of that.
Yeah.
So if I'm with someone, like, I don't want to be with them all the time. Like, I want. That might change. I don't know what it's like to be in a relationship, but like,
well, let's say for example, like, you guys have set up a vacation. You guys are going on vacation. It's gonna be great. He's like, I can't go on that vacation anymore because like my kid is sick, or you know, my baby mama couldn't look after the kids, something happened, and he has to like cancel that vacation. And though you understand, you're like, babe, it's fine, it's totally good, and you mean it, but at the same time you're like, damn, now I have to go to the Bahamas and hold by myself.
Okay,
and also,
I feel
cheating.
Like that's like not something that happens every day.
It happens.
It happens.
That's drastic, but those are the small like sacrifices. Those are like the sacrifices.
I would just hope that like I would date a guy who would just really plan ahead.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, and like, and not have to do everything last minute.
Right,
could be like, why didn't you figure this out earlier? Like, I think I'd be more upset about that versus like him having kids. I'd be like, you know, like, this is probably would come up. Like, you should have planned this.
Right.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Like, I would be upset about that.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't like a guy who's like, we have noise coming from the audience. I don't like a guy who's like not, like, I like a man to be detail oriented.
Yes.
And I've realized that too, like being like on my own, I've also just kind of had to like think about the type of person, not necessarily like a list, because I feel like falling in love with a list sometimes
a lot
is not okay. Like, I feel like, I don't know. I feel like I want to fall in love with the person, and like, if he doesn't have certain things on the list, like whatever, you know?
Right.
But like, one of the things,
how long
like,
is your list?
I don't know. It's all like mental.
Mental notes. Okay.
But I mean, I guess one of the things that I would want in somebody is, like, he has to be detail oriented. Like, I don't think that I could be with someone who is like a
helter skelter.
Right, is a little careless. Like, yeah. I feel like I could be a little careless at times, but at the same time, like, I still try to have my shit together.
Right.
So if I have to like babysit someone who like can't get that independent part of him situated, right, then like, you know what I mean? I don't want a dependent dude who's gonna be like, can you just do this for me? and like just like fucks it up last minute. I'm like, are you fucking like, I want you to think about it,
be on top of your shit,
right? Like, agreed. I want that.
Yeah, like I never thought about that, but I guess I do want, because I'm not that detail oriented, so I do need someone to bounce me out,
right? I think that I could be, but I'm not fully, so I want someone to be more detail oriented than me,
like text me like, babe, remember you have a doctor's appointment. Oh, just okay, thanks.
Yeah. Or like, we don't even have to text each other that, you just know.
Oh, that's nice.
You know what I mean? Like, I
never thought about stuff like that.
Like, that matters to
that
me.
Is why I cannot have a man with kids.
Makes sense. But like, yeah, like that stuff matters to me, because I've seen situations where, you know, I've had to put anyone under the bus, but I've had friends who have dated men that were very like, not, they don't have their shit together, and I see them really trying to take care of them, and I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm not here to take care of you. Like, I'm here to take care of you, obviously, like, we're gonna take care of each other and have this balance, but like, if I'm gonna have the independence that I have, like, I would hope that you would have that too,
right? But you know, okay, I mean? I'm gonna play devil's advocate, and not that I believe this, but I know there's some mans out there that's gonna be like, well, if you don't have your stuff together and you want, why would you, and you want me to have my stuff together, how is that balanced?
Well, there? I feel like I'm always trying to get my shit together, and like, I get it, like, we're not perfect, and there's gonna be flaws and stuff, but there's like those, you know, like
the, it's little, like, you mean the basic things, like have a job, a stable job, a stable income,
right? Like, have a plan. Like, have, I mean, I'm sure sometimes your plan flops and you have to figure it out, but be a problem solver, you know what I mean?
Like, and I also, I think with my significant other, I don't want them to be like too put together, because I also want to grow together, you know? I just,
sweet.
Oh, thanks, friend. Because I think that when a person is at a certain level and you're not there yet, you're constantly trying to meet their standards. You're constantly trying to do better, which is, can be a good motivator at the beginning. But I think at some point you'll kind of get like resentment in a way that you're, and you're always trying to play catch up with him.
Right.
But then if you have someone that's like, just like slightly ahead of the game, because you know already girls are already like 10 times ahead of men anyway,
right?
So if I'm at 15, you can be at like 25, because that just levels us out anyway, because men are just naturally not that
smart.
Yeah.
They ain't smart. That's
but
real.
Yeah, I want someone that I can grow with, that we can look back and be like, remember when we were here and you helped me with this? And
yeah, I mean, I think so too. I'm not saying that he needs to be like super clean cut and put it established. Like, if he's like still, let's say like he's not, like for me, like I'm not fully there in my career yet, but like I still, you could still see it in me that I'm trying,
right,
you know, and I'm trying to get it together, even though like I do come in crossroads of situations and I'm like, oh fuck, that was not the right thing to do.
Right.
You know what I mean? That like, I would hope that I would want the same for him.
Right.
Like, I don't think that it needs to be like, he's established, he's making fucking six figures and millions.
There's
and
some
shit.
Women out there that are like that. Yeah.
I mean, he's cool. That'd be cool too. I guess that. But like, I'm okay with being someone who like is still building, but like, you could still see that there's passion, there's a drive, you know, like I would still want to grow with that. I think that would be beautiful. I just don't want to be someone who's just like way below my fucking, like, you know,
like,
what I mean?
I don't know. Yeah. What you want? I don't know.
What's the plan?
We're just gonna go with it.
I know.
No, we are not gonna just go with
it.
We are 30 years old. We need a plan. We need a map.
Figure out what you like now.
Figure out what you like. It's funny.
I know. But yeah, so I mean, I have a date tomorrow. We'll see how that one goes.
And so what was the conversation like? Well, how did it happen?
Oh my God. So turns out we're from the same town. We grew up both at Santa Clarita. So I was shocked by that, because when he gave me his number, I was like, we have the same area code? Like, I'm used to like all these weird ass area codes, like fucking Texas, fucking Michigan, like all these like
implants.
Right. Yeah. And so, but he's like, no, I'm from here. I'm from Santa Clarita. And I was like,
you never meet people from LA. No,
let alone like, I haven't dated anyone from my town, and I've kind of refused to date people from my town, to be completely honest. I've always
too
been
close
like
to home.
Right. And I'm like, I want something new. I've always like been around these same type of dudes. I want something new, you know? So, but I mean, I didn't know him. We didn't go to the same high school. But yeah, so it's interesting. And like, he's even just like shocked too. He's like, oh my God, I can't believe like you're also from Santa Clarita. And yeah, so I think that is a common ground already, which I used to be against, but now I'm like, you know what? Don't be so fucking picky and just
go with it.
Right. Because I mean, it wasn't working with these fucking implants. So so maybe I need someone local.
Yeah, implants, they don't work.
You're an implant.
I'm special. Sorry.
You're a great implant, though. Yeah.
Implants, I feel
but
like...
But you're a woman, though. I'm talking, like, men.
Men, because I just feel, if you're a man and you're in your 20s and you're just coming right. into LA, you don't want to settle down.
But
that's
here's
the last
thing
you want
to
do.
Bobby was an implant. He wanted to settle down. So he was the complete opposite of, like...
But he's different.
But that's the thing. Like, he was the complete... It was the complete opposite. Like, you know, you assume, like, oh, they want to come here and want to fuck around. That was my assumption.
Right.
And I'm sure maybe he did. But, like, he actually was, like, no... Like, I think he wanted to make a home of his, like, right. new, like, city. You know? So like, right. he was looking for a home. Like, he was looking for someone to build like
life
a foundation with, you know. And I just like didn't understand that because I was so used to just like
fucking boys.
Yeah, but I mean at the end of the day, like, it just wasn't a match, and I'm honestly okay with that.
Right.
You know when you like reflect back and you're just like, you know, we really weren't.
Yeah, for sure.
First off, he was a Gemini across the board, moon and rising. Gemini, the worst fucking combination. So I don't think I would want to fucking deal with that.
It's going to come out one way or another. Maybe just dodged a bullet.
I think I did, honestly. But, you know, I'm happy for him. And it's just like, no hate. I thought of maybe inviting him on the show, but I don't know if he would.
Oh, Lord.
Do you think he would?
No. I mean, there's no harm in asking.
I'll give it a few months and I'll ask him to come on.
That would be interesting.
We'll see. Let me know if you would want me to invite Bobby on.
Of course they would. The tea will be piping.
I know. I would have to, like, obviously cover his identity and his face in the videos and stuff. But whatever.
Who cares?
Fuck it. But he was fine, though, so I wouldn't want to show everybody. Like, look what I had sex with.
Look what I caught in the river.
Look at this fine-ass dude that fucking dumped me. Fuck. Like, I would show everyone. But whatever.
God, this is what I could have had.
I know. But it's crazy because, like, okay, not to act psycho, but I'm going to be psycho. I, like, still, like, lurk him on a fake Instagram.
Oh, wow. My friends do that. Not to output my friends, but anyway. Everyone does. Yeah.
It.
Like, you have you log into your other friend's account and then you kind of
lurk somebody.
You actually have a fake one.
Yeah, there's, like, a community of girls that use this fake Instagram account. No, literally.
Like, the same Instagram?
The same, fuck, I'm not gonna say the Instagram because y'all
are special.
And honestly, I don't even know everyone that knows that, like,
the
I just
password?
Know, yeah, because I've like even
wait,
told,
can I have
yeah, like I even told like old coworkers about it and they told their friends, like there's like a community, like,
I
we
love
need to get
it.
We need
Girl
to get a,
power.
Yeah, we need to get a new one because I feel like
if all women just came together,
that's what I'm saying, you would have
one,
a fake Instagram.
We would be catching these niggas left and right. No nigga left unturned. It would just be they would just men would go on just on they would act right
exactly they would because they would like, act I don't right. want this fucking fake Instagram to catch me
right
I wonder if we ever get caught, like I'll expose the Instagram, maybe we'll see. Hopefully we don't get caught.
I don't think you will, just change the password.
It's like it's really hard to tell.
That's
anyway,
so funny.
It's very convincing, but yeah, like okay, so I've like lurked her and him like just to see.
They're still going strong.
That he like took her home to like.
You know way too many details.
Hey, a girl's got to. It's literally like
you have to. It satisfies something.
It doesn't even make me feel bad.
It doesn't. No, it's not to feel bad.
It's just
like yeah, exactly.
Like, where
I just want to know.
Exactly.
Maybe later on when we're like 40 and we listen back to this, we'll be like, what the heck?
I know.
We were seriously disturbed.
I know, very disturbed. But yeah, like it's funny because I'd like definitely check his Instagram and her Instagram and whatever.
Instagram.
But he took her home to Michigan where he's from and like introduced to like his family and stuff. Well, and I like
serious.
Thought about it. I was like, holy shit, that could have been me. And
so Steph, you didn't just fall across his page. It was a thing.
It was like I purposely, but then like. Whatever, I don't get into it, but yeah, I was just kind of like, this could have been me. And
how did that make you feel?
I think that's when I realized, okay, I'm ready for a relationship.
Yeah,
because
it didn't scare you.
It wasn't, yeah, it's not that I was like jealous, but I was kind of like, oh, that would have been
I could have done that.
Yeah,
yeah.
That would have been nice because like my
instead
dad
of, oh my god, that's way too much parents. Ew.
No, I was like, oh, I could have been great because my dad lives in Michigan, so I was like, oh, if like
yeah,
he's from Michigan,
yeah.
We could have like both visited our families.
Cute
yeah
cute,
so I was
yeah.
like, oh, we could, and not even from a, like I said, not jealous standpoint, it was kind of like,
perspective.
That'd be cool. Yeah. And so that made me realize, okay, Steph, like,
and maybe that's the only reason why he was meant to be in your life, to make you realize that.
And that's literally the lesson that I learned from him. Like, okay, I'm ready.
I like that.
Yeah. Because I was so used to, like, think about it. The dudes before him, you know, was Charles and Davion and all these dudes were like,
and he was a good guy generally. Like, right.
And the thing is like, they all were. They just wanted different things. And I think I was so used to, like, just guys not wanting a commitment that I just assume every single guy that I came across like, right, didn't want commitment. So I treated it as like
everyone is, yeah,
that like, oh, like, I don't want commitment too, like, you know what I mean?
And you know what's so funny you say that, because I think, like, even when I go out, I think I have this automatic, like, bitch face. Mm-hmm. And I do, like, before, like, when I was in college, I used to go out, like, try and make eye contact. Even if you weren't looking at me, I'll try and, like, get your attention with my eyes. But now I go out and I even if I see a guy glance in my direction, I'm, like, automatic, like, turn my head. Right. And I think that's because I'm, like, predisposed to, like, just not
the trauma
giving up. I think I'm traumatized.
Like,
I think I'm just disappointment. Like, yeah, the disappointment. I'm just like, I'm not even gonna go into it because it's just, yeah, no.
Yeah.
But I think I need to, like, reevaluate that, because I never used to have a resting bitch face, but I officially think I do too.
Like, I'm literally,
and that,
like,
puts guys off. I mean, they just don't, because you look intimidating, so you don't, they don't want to approach you because they feel like they'll get denied.
Right, if you look like a bitch.
Yes.
Yeah. But also, like, I feel like even when I go out, I'm not even really looking because I'm trying to get my errands done. I'm trying to get to, like, point A, point B. Like, I'm always on the go, so I don't even, like, pay attention.
Right, and I try and do that even just in a life where I think we live in a society, obviously, where we're always on our phones, we're always looking down, we're always, like, just get in and out. So now I'm trying, even if I go to a grocery store, just try and look up and say hi to, like, you know, even, like, a smile. Like, never know what it could do for someone's day.
And you can meet friends.
Yeah. Or stalkers.
I
mean, it just depends on where you are.
That's true.
Whole Foods. Maybe you can meet at night. Maybe I'll just go and, like, hang out in Trader Joe's.
I know. I feel like the Trader Joe's in my area. But I don't know. A man in Silver Lake, they're all, like, white.
Oh. Not your
Sorry, it's so fucked up.
Is there a Trader Joe's in, like, Compton? I'm sure there's some fine men up there.
I know, for real. I mean, yeah, I don't know.
Whole Foods.
Maybe I should just, like, just not be so, like, have a type. Just
yeah,
be open.
Just be open to everything.
All different races.
Yeah.
You know? Maybe I should go back to, like, dating Asians again. You
Ooh,
know,
that would be interesting. Experiment.
I was with one for 5 years. Maybe that's what I need to do.
I could never. Steph, I think there. You know.
I know.
I'll be interested to see that part happen.
I feel like I think with Filipinos, you know, like, because I am Filipino, like, there is that common ground of, like, oh, we were raised as Filipino Americans.
Right.
Like, I feel like it
would
be easy.
Are they more conservative?
You know what? I don't know anymore.
That how detached you are from your people.
Yeah. I don't haven't hung out with them in a while. But actually, I don't know.
Maybe you should just dip your toe in first and just hang out with people.
I don't see that much around my area. Maybe I'm just not looking.
You're probably not looking. You probably have a resting bitch face like me.
You're like, this fucking Latina. I'm like, I'm not Latina. I'm Filipino.
Yeah, maybe, like, dating up. Because, again.
Maybe I should date a white guy.
Ooh. No comment. In this day and age, I refrain from commenting.
Well, fun fact that I've actually never, like, told on the pod. I've only slept with one white guy.
Same.
And the first time I slept with a white guy, it was the day Trump got elected.
Ooh,
and then, like, chest. that was like the last time I've ever had sex with a white guy.
I bet. Traumatized.
It was literally so boring. So, yeah. But anyway. Whatever, Nick. It's fine. He's an asshole. No, he's not. I don't really care.
Small dick, Nick.
No,
I'm just joking. I do not know Nick.
You met him.
Oh.
Remember?
Plot twist.
Anyways, we'll get into that. But yeah, so maybe I should just try it again.
Just be open. No,
open.
Just so, no race.
Date
no,
everyone.
No height.
I don't really care about a height, actually.
Okay,
I will say.
So no, yeah, just have no expectations. Just put the energy out there that I'm open.
To any dick.
Or person. Let's start with the person first.
Okay, okay.
That's
okay,
the first step.
Okay. I think I need to change that mindset because I'm like, dick. Yeah. Dick, yeah. Yeah. And I need face. To be like,
morals.
Yeah.
Just saying.
What they want in life.
What they want.
Goals and shit.
Goals. Real okay. combo.
Okay, that's a start.
I think we made progress today.
I think we did.
Awesome.
Okay. Well, I'll let you know how my date goes tomorrow.
Of course. I'll be back.
Actually, he has to text me. Oh, well, I'm going. I'm going tomorrow. I'll put it on my Instagram story.
First of all, what I love about you is that you're like, hey, guys, I'm going on a date. And if he doesn't text you back, you're like, so guess what happened? He never texted me back. So I always just look on your Instagram because I don't have to text
That's
you.
That's true. Yeah, because I always have updates on my Instagram you story always about my date.
Interesting.
I know.
I love it.
It's always an awkward conversation the first date. But like, so like, what do you do? I was like, so I have this podcast.
Let's talk about sex, baby. And you probably are going to be on it at one point.
Yeah, I was like, just to let you know.
Soon you're going to have a non-disclosure agreement or something like that. Yeah, like,
well, I always give them, you know, I always give them like alias names. So it's not like, I'm not showing the picture of them. I'm not like giving them their real identity. Right. Like, they all have a fake name.
Maybe one day you should just like make a private Instagram page and have people pay to be able to like follow you so they can
see all the real
see all the real people.
You don't know how many times people have like slid in my DMs and be like, who's Charles? who's Bobby?
Let's
like,
do what these men do to us. Okay. Let's get them back.
I know.
Don't do that.
I know that's fucked up. I know. I, like, I don't want to fuck it up for like somebody and be like, you know, I totally exposed them.
I mean,
whatever.
Cross that bridge when we get.
You know, I'll figure it out later. I'm just fucking figuring it out as I go. Oh my God. Anyway, any last words?
I love you. I'm proud of you. Buy Steph's merch. I need to buy mine. In fact, I'm gonna do that as soon as this pod is over because I've been procrastinating.
It's okay. It's still up there.
And buy a some bitch shit. Got paid. I want to get the crop top. Yes. I want to get therapy's too expensive white crop top.
Oh, yeah. That one's... Oh, no. The white one only says broke girl therapy. The black one is the...
Then I'm getting the black crop top that says therapy is too expensive.
Everyone loves the crop tops.
Oh, my gosh. First
They're
of all...
They're so cute.
This season is biker shorts and crop top
bitch.
/ sports bra season. I don't give a fna.
Yeah, rock that crop.
Yeah, it will. I will. Okay. I love you. I'm proud of
you. Plug yourself. You don't want to plug yourself.
Follow me on Instagram if you can find me.
It's a challenge.
I don't even know. I think it's j.clock. J.
Whatever.
J.clock _. Something like that, but she's going to tag me. It's Jessica. You guys know me.
That's what's up. And then follow me, Stephanie Megan, or go to Broco Therapy.
That's what's up. Are we in the 1990s?
That's what's up. Anyway. Follow me, Stephanie Megan, or go to brocotherapy.com because that's what's up.
Hey, iced tea.
Iced tea.
That's what he said.
Hey.
Love you guys.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye. Broke Girl Therapy. Broke Girl Therapy.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.